We are up to Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, the two dots. Okay, so we said, Amachlekes Rabbi Akiva ben Tema, whether you need to assess the weapon of use. Only do we trust the Edom implicitly that they assessed it, or does the Bezin have to assess it as well? Says we have a question. Yes, do we also need to assess the weapon when it comes to damages or not? Mi amrin, do we say, liktolohu damdinen? When it comes to matters of life and death, we assess, b'nachinafinashka, with this weapon that they use sufficient enough to kill, b'hachilaynafkinashama, but this particular weapon, it's a feather, there's no way that you could have killed with a feather. Must have died out from his own accord. Avil and Zikin, cold when it comes to Zikin, makes no difference what it is. And Zikin, anything can cause damage, or Dilma Lashna makes no difference. At this stage, the Gemara did not know when Daf Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, two lines above the white lines. At this stage, the Gemara did not know.
91.
No, 91,
sorry.
91, maybe B or something. Who knows?
I'll be towards the end of it.
You know what? Yahavi, pass it here and we'll find it for you quickly. Yeah, it's at the very end. Very good. Now we're up to the next page. Very top of the next page. Here we go. New paragraph. So the Gemara says that, and right now the Gemara didn't know Machlek, Betema, and Rabbi Akiva, because the pasuk that Betema learns from is a pasuk about damaging. If you hit your friend with your hand or with a rock or with your fist. Toshma, coming here, we learned damages from boy. My boy, just like when it comes to boy, she yes boy kedei lahami. When it comes to boy, the boy that has to be 10 tefachim deep enough to kill. And we assess how much is that? It has to be 10 tefachim. Of course, she yes boy kedei lahami. This is what the Bray says. Only a boy that's 10 tefachim deep. Asar tvachim, hayip chusim asar tvachim. If the boy, the depth of the boy is less than 10 tvachim, v'nofel otoicha yishoy roi chamoyr, fell inside there a cow or a donkey, v'mason died, potter. You are potter. What about huzik, the Braisa says, but the animal got damaged, chayip. Now, l'cheide, what depth are we talking about the animal got damaged? It says less than 10 tvachim. How much less? My lab, m'matala ma'ilag achashi, starting from zero, working its way up to 10. That means even one tefach deeper, the animal falls in, gets hurt. You have to pay damages. From one tefach till 10 tvachim, misa leka, there's no death, no way that you're responsible if the animal dies. Or b'nazikin ikab, if it got hurt, you are responsible. Alma l'nazikin koldu. When it comes to nazikin, the slightest damage, mami no, is a raya that ain't oindin l'nazikin. There's no point in measuring when it comes to Zikin, whether the weapon had the ability, because no matter what it is, damage you can always cause. Says Marlon, no, who told you it means Mamatal Maila working his way up from one tefach to 10? Mamaila Lamata Kachashiv is talking from 10 down to 10 and lower. So he's saying it, 9.5 tefachim can cause damage. But who said less than that? Asara, maybe you have to assess whether it could cause damage. Asara Misa Ika, 10 tefachim deep, can kill. Palchas Masara, but less than that's 10. Purta, slightly, Nazikin Isa, Misa Leka. Obel Oilam Emlech, I will tell you, yes, Oimel Nazikin, you have to measure. The chol midi, the midi in every single weapon that was used to cause damage, ki hecha de miziki bebeina, you have to be able to check out whether it caused damage or not. Toshba coming here, we're still working out whether you have to assess the weapon and use. Toshba coming here, he ko well ain't you hit someone on the eye by an evid if you gouge his eye or if you hit, or whatever it is, one of the 24 volume, he goes free. Look like this. What happens? He hits someone on the eye, v'simo alozna, v'simo, you blind him. Alozna, you hit him on the ear, v'cheshoy, and you cause him to become deaf. If he's an eved, yoytze behen l'cheide, you hit him directly on the eye, directly in the ear, he goes, he's set free. Or the keneged eino, you hit the wall right here, right next to his eye. Or the eino roi, now he can no longer see. Or keneged ozna, in the wall next to his ear, the eino shemei, he can no longer hear. Ain eved yaitzi behen lechei, does not go free. My time of why? Lav meshum divinin ubnana is the reason, because you need to assess. And therefore we assess that if you hit him directly, fine, there's damage. If you hit him against the wall, it shouldn't have caused these kind of outcomes, and therefore you're not liable. Vishma mino yesh umnana lezikin is a clear life. May we assess, we look at the cause, and we assess whether Taka was able to do or not, because clearly that you hit the wall and then suddenly he lost his eyesight. It's your fault. Next his eye. Really, you cause this damage, but we say that there's a joint effort. We don't assess the Nazikin, but the reason why if you hit the wall instead of hitting him directly, the reason why you are potted is because he helped you out. because it shouldn't really have caused his blindness completely, unless he got so scared that it caused his own blindness. Kitani, we learned. If you frighten your friend and he sees with his grip with his fear, potter medina yada, we cannot charge you because you caused him damage, but cause we don't charge damages and causes. When the truly got your chayv in shemaim. So right, is that not that because we assess the damage. We're saying here that the damage itself might have caused it, but it's only a cause. The guy brought it upon himself, and therefore you're a potter. Kate talk about oznai, you blew in as if a chayshim ain't dead potter. Grabbed him, so now it's not just a cause. You actually made it happen, and then you yelled in his ear, "V'cheisha chayev and yuchayev," because then you proactively did it. So it's no longer just a cause; you did it. Then we're right. Touch me, learn. Chamisha dvarim, the five forms of payment. As soon as it happens, we assess, and we pay him straight away. So the nezek and the tzad and the boishes, we pay straight away. And even ripui v'sheves. Now the ripui v'sheves are ongoing. We assess straight away. We bring in these medical examiners, and they look at the person and say, "Oh, this kind of a sickness will take 3 months to cure." So we pay him 3 months unemployment, and we give him 3 months worth of medical bills, and you pay it straight away. You don't give it to the person, you give it to the bezin. Achi yisrap until the person gets cured. Duo, they assessed him, let's say assessed him, that'll take him 3 months, but he got sicker and sicker, and his health dwindled. He'll need more than 3 months. Ain't nice and low. We don't give him elikim oisha amdu. We only give him as much as they assessed. 3 months. We're helping out the mazik. If we assess it's 3 months, 3 months. Even though we had him for a whole sugi in the Gemara, yeah, that if pimples.
He healed, but he got.
Yeah, but he yeah.
Infected. Longer,
that's right. It's fixed. But if there were pimples, which something they couldn't have known, or we had learned before, some sort of something grew out, outcrop of this, then you do have to pay. We're talking about the condition that you're in right now. The bezin assessed 3 months. It doesn't matter if it takes 6 months. And the same thing if it only took a week. This is good luck. Amdu v'hivri. You assessed him and he got better. No, he's the komash amdu. You give it to him straight away. Shema mino yesh ayim l'zikin. Isn't it clear for me that we assess the damages? Says him, what are you talking about? My question was not whether we assess the medical bills. My question was, do we assess the weapon that was used? So, lemeim et gabra, to assess the person, kama lekotzer, how long to be sick, how long you can be sick for, mia, but that, yes, kama, but by mia, however, maka, kama lekotzer, sorry, lemeim et gabra, kama lekotzer, miha maka, how long the person will be sick from this particular wound, and kama lekotzer, and how long he will not be sick, like, a boy, not a question, about the amnidim, before you have to assess. Ki kame boilan. Our question is lemeim at chefza, to assess the object that was used. E ovid hainis kailoi. Did it cause the damage or not? My, what's the din? Tashma, coming here. Yeah.
Why would you assess the weapon?
To see, because if the weapon does not have no, because maybe you were a weak person.
Maybe he had a pre-existing condition.
That's right. You're a weak person, so why should I have to pay for it?
He already had a broken arm, and now he comes because you hit him on the head with a stick, and he says, "Look, you broke my arm."
Exactly. Tashma coming here. Shimon Hatimoni. Shimon Hatimoni says, it says in there, we had yesterday, it says in the Pasuk, V'hika ish esrei, if a man hits his friend, be'evan o be'egir, with a stone, or with his fist. Shimon Hatimoni says, what do you have to spell out his fist? Ma'egir, just like a fist. You bring it to court with you, so Bezin can see the weapon in use, and they can actually assess, see how strong you are. Miyuchet shemosalei the lady, not only witnesses saw it at the time, but they also, then the Bezin can see it. I've called miyuchet. So too, every single weapon of instrument, Shemosu le'edel edim, has to be seen by the Eda, by the Edim, and by the Bezin. Now, even Abba Kiva argues, he agrees that you assess, but he holds that the Edim have to assess, not the Bezin, because even the Bezin sees your fist, they know where exactly you hit him. If you hit him in the arm, you don't die from it, but if you hit him in the heart, you will, and so on. So therefore, Bezin doesn't know anything. But they both agree that the weapon of use, in terms of damages, has to be assessed. Clear, Shema Mino, yes, Emil and Zika, Shema Mino, we assess the weapon. We learned Duo, you just said it, they assessed him, he became better. They give him, let's say, assess will be 3 months, and even though he had a rapid miraculous cure in a week, he gets full reimbursement. Isn't this approved to Rava? Rava says, hi man, let's say they assess somebody who will be sick for a whole day, and then he got healed in the middle of the day. and he went to work. Yavinle, give him the kuliyemi mishmaid rachmele, the kuliyemi, paying for a whole day's work. Why? Because the Eibushter had rachmanus on him. It's his good fortune. Says the Gemara, Rokak, if you spat at somebody, we said before, you have to pay money. V'giya bayarik, and the spat and the spittle. Touched him over heavy if he took a shaitla. Amar apav the papa loishanu ela boy. If the spittle landed on the person himself, avo the big deal, but on his clothing, and you spat and it landed on his clothing, you don't have to pay for it. Why? The nevi be kibayid bedvarim luchayda. You embarrassed him. Maybe he didn't have personal skin, but just like embarrassed him with words, you still shamed him in public. Amri be marove. They say in Etzisro mashmeid rabbi v'yisi barovin zayisim meres. We learn that from here. You embarrass somebody with words, words can never harm you. Sticks and bones will break by bones, but words never harm you, even though we had before that words will, but not monetary.
So how do you apply bedvarim to the
cock? Because on clothing, I didn't touch you. However, the
another damage where I didn't actually touch
exactly.
You.
The Rambam, however, says, but if the person of Talmud Chacham, all of us here, or Talmid Chachamim, if somebody spits even on your clothing, you got to pay.
It's like instead
full
of Victoria,
prop price.
They have a law about insulting people. In other words, you're not allowed to say things that are harmful.
Oh, that's 18C, whatever it is. That's the whole Australia. Yeah. That's damage, but it's not shame. And spit usually don't need spitting costs. It evaporates in about a couple of minutes.
Yeah, but
words will hurt you. That's why you don't let be. Words will hurt you.
Yeah, but you cannot, it has no monetary value. Words kill you, but you cannot manage to write
you. You can't tangibly assess it.
Exactly. Says you write it. Hakol if he kvoida, he's wearing a machleik. It's Tanakama. Give it. The Tanakama said, and somebody asked yesterday whether Tanakama was being machmer or lenient. Tanakama iboilu. Tanakama lekulakama. Was the Tanakama being lenient, saying what, that you pay less than the $400? Lekulakama was saying you pay more than the $400. But Kiva said. Is he trying to say that poor people pay a lot less? The boy, the rich people don't pay so much. He's being strict. There's rich people who give a lot more to. Tosh said, even poor people amongst Eden, this is what Rabbi Kiva said, even the poor amongst us, you see them as if they're aristocrats, that lost their assets, but since every Yid is a son of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they're aristocrats. And therefore, you have to pay him $400. So the Shmamina, the Tanakama, holds. You don't have to pay everybody $400. Tanakama is being lenient. Tanakama, the Kulukama, Shmamina. The Mishnah tells a story about a person who went ahead and pulled a woman's wig off. And then the person said, I'm going to give a weight. And then he proved that this woman herself removed her own wig when she saw that oil and she put it in her hair. And I'm going to give a says, she can do it to herself. Or she's not allowed to do it to herself, but she doesn't have to pay. But you have to pay. Just like if you chayvul yourself, if you inflict wounds on yourself, you don't have to pay, but if someone else does, you have to pay. Yes, every year is a neshama. But you're still a b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Your son, no matter how bad he is, he's still your son.
You may have done the wrong thing, but...
He's still your son. Bonahem. Exactly. The person there, what? That removed the sheitel of a woman. First of all, the question is, he said, give me some time to pay. We just heard of that you give a person time. Rab Chanina said, we don't give any time. If the bezin says he has to pay, you got to pay straight away. No such thing, give me time. Says the Gemara, Ki lo yavin lizman, when don't we give you time, the chabola, to those kind of wounds, the chaste mamayna, where you hurt the guy was wounded and it cost him money, it hurt him. Aba la boish ashamed, the chaste mamayna didn't cost you anything, yavinan. Then we give you, we delay it, we give the time, give the person time to pay. Shamara, he waited for her. I met as our Pesach Chatzis waiting for the door. But Tanya, we learned Amar Akiva. The Braisa has a different version of events. Akiva said, "Tzolalta b'mayim adidim." You went swimming in the deepest waters. Be'elisa, and you came up with cheder b'yadcha, a piece of clay shard, worthless. In other words, you waited all this time to come up with this stupid story here about the oil. It's worthless. Why is it worthless? So our Mishnah said it's worthless because even though a person is not allowed to inflict wounds on themselves, they are potter, but if someone else does it, they're chayiv. Here it says, Adam Rashoi l'chavabasa, a person is permitted to inflict wounds on themselves. Chastira from the Braisa in the Mishnah, say Rabbi Kiva, Astira. Now what exactly means a person hurts himself And he is potter. What do you mean he's potter? He's going to pay himself one package to the other. What do you mean potter? That's something else. But that's what the Gemara is all about. But what? What do you mean potter? So Tezer potter means potter from Malchus. Maybe potter. If you hurt yourself, you're potter from Malchus. And if someone else hits you, they're chayv of Malchus. So the chayv of Malchus, where does money come in here? Talking about a case, either a mayor holds, you get Malchus and you pay money, or to my case, but there was no Hasra, so there's no Malchus. Then you pay money. Now, it's a state of Umar of Kasha. Kan be Chabola, kan be Boishes. The Mishnah is talking about wounding, hurting, that you're not allowed to hurt yourself. You're not allowed to hurt yourself either. Your body doesn't belong to you. But shaming, you're allowed to shame yourself, but someone else can't. Freddy, what are we talking about? What's that Mishnah talking about? He pulled the wig off. What is that? Rabbi Kiva said, even though she's allowed to pull a wig off, which means she's allowed to shame herself. That's about hurting herself, that's about shaming. And Rabbi Kiva says, in our mission, you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Kiva uses the words that if you chayvel yourself, talking about shame, he said, if you inflict hurt to yourself, you're not allowed to even shame yourself, potter. Says, no. Shaming yourself, you're allowed to. So what Rabbi Kiva mean, you're not allowed to hurt yourself in a case of shame? This is what Rabbi Kiva is trying to say. That madoch in a case of when you hurt yourself, which you shouldn't, yet you're potter, and someone else does it chayiv. Surely in the case of shaming, when you're allowed to shame yourself, surely someone else shames you, got chayiv. So what did you gain? You show that she shames herself. So it's like a kav chaymen. How come then? Lime b'yibayshe. You don't. Yes, you're an idiot if you do, but yes, you can. Lime b'yibayshe. You don't have to mention shame. The adam rasha yilavayz. Are you allowed to shame yourself? So surely he's allowed to shame himself, and if you shame him, you got to pay. Even when it comes to about wounding, they know them. You're not allowed to hurt yourself. But if other hurt you, you chayiv. So what do you want to say right now? I think what is still maintaining this answer is a difference between shame and pain. Now pain, you're not allowed to inflict on yourself, but shame, you are allowed to inflict on yourself. Freddy Gemara, are you telling me that ain't Adam and Asher Lechavavati? You tell me that everyone agrees you're not allowed to pain, cause pain to yourself, it's only shame. The Hatanya, we learned in the Braise, Yochel, I would have thought, Nishba Leheida Ba'atzmai. If a guy swore that he wants to hurt himself, it says in the Pasuk that if a person swears and he utters from his lips, either Leheida or Lehetiv, either to do bad for himself or to do good for himself. And whatever it is, and he didn't keep his shvur, he has to bring a carbon asham. So I would have thought if a person would have sworn to hurt himself, harm himself, for lo yehida, and he didn't harm himself, I would have thought yehei potter, that he should be potter. Why should be chayv? More carbon, yeah. If he wanted to harm himself or he wanted to hurt himself, just like we wanted to do some good. He's talking about something which is permissible. We're not talking about a mitzvah, because a mitzvah you don't have to do it, you have to do it anyway. Is So the Rei is also talking about reshus, that what? That you want to hurt yourself in a way that you're allowed to. And you said, what is that? L'chayit means you wanted to harm yourself physically, punch yourself. So we see that you're allowed to punch yourself. Reshus, we're calling it. And if you don't keep your promise, you got to bring a carbon. So we see clearly the b'rais holds you allowed to harm yourself. Ovi nishba lahora ba'atzma v'loheida. So I would have, so the pasuk come to teach you that if you swore to hurt yourself, you didn't hurt yourself, you have to bring a carbon. So we see clearly you're allowed to harm yourself. So no, you're not allowed to harm yourself. So what do you mean l'heida? Amashmul be'esha betainus. I'm going to sit and fast. That's what it means, harm himself. Harm himself means fasting. That's not the, but you're not allowed to take you punch yourself. That you're not allowed to do. Freddy Gemara, the Braise continues that the same thing applies if you wanted to harm others. That and he didn't. You have to bring a carbon. What do you mean you want to make others fast? If you meant you're going to punch other people, I swore I'm going to go punch everybody in the Shminyan. Okay. And if you didn't do it, you got to bring a carbon. But if it means that, fine. But if it means that you're saying fast, what am I going to make everybody fast? How are you going to make everybody fast? The kavosi gabiros achedim lashim betainis achedim others mi meisel betainis. So how in the world do you make them fast? So the Gemara then concludes that if he tried to harm other people, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. But l'cheira, how can you compare other people to himself? Says the Gemara, in yeah, the medik luhu bandroini. He could have locked them all up in a room and thrown the key away, so they would all be fasting. Okay, so no raya from there. Freddy Monavite, v'hatanya, didn't we learn? There's another braisa that spells it out. What do you mean harming others? Ake plainly, I will hit him. Efter z'mochich, so pletin zayn cup, I will burst open his skull. So we see clearly from here We're talking about her harming, that's others, and himself harming. And the Braita told you allowed to. Ela Tanoihi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. So what the Gemara is saying our way, according to Trace's version, is this answer that we gave before, that you're allowed to shame yourself, but you're not allowed to harm yourself, is thrown out the window. According to Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah is talking about shame, and he says you're not allowed to harm yourself, because you're not allowed to shame yourself either. You're not allowed to say lashon hara about yourself. Who do you think you are that you can say about yourself? You don't own yourself. You're not allowed to abuse yourself, not only physically, but even in through verbally as well. You're not allowed to. According to the Tana, hold you not allowed to be chayvah. And according to the other Tana, hold you allowed to be chayvah, you're allowed to also shame yourself. Who are these Tanaim? Says the Gemara, there's a machlekes Tanaim. The equal amount is one opinion that says, ain't Adam Rashay Lechavabat, so you're not allowed to harm yourself. The equal amount is another opinion that says, Adam Rashay Lechavabat, so you are allowed to harm yourself. Man Tana, who is the Tana, the Shamed, who is the Tana that we heard? The Amar, he said, ain't Adam Rashay Lechavabat, so you're not allowed to harm yourself. Who is that Tana? Who holds you not allowed to? Since we have two opinions of Akiva, so who must be another one. Who holds you not allowed to harm yourself? If it's the following Tanya that talks about suicide, Tanya learned, your blood to your soul. I will demand from you, you'll be culpable. That I am going to demand from you a justification. Why did you harm yourself? Or why did you commit suicide? So you want to say that you're not allowed to commit suicide, you're not allowed to harm yourself, but then Mukhtar Shaini, maybe only suicide you're not allowed to do. Who said you're not allowed to harm yourself if you're still alive? Elahai Tanahu the Tanya, the following Tanah holds you're not allowed to harm yourself. Who is that? It says, Mekadin al hameis. You're allowed to render your clothes. You're allowed to rent your clothes for a mace of a limited document. We don't say that this is called you following the Goyish away. It could be have Kri as well. But I heard that even if you're allowed to rip your clothes, but if you rip it too much, like you get malchus, mishum baltashchis. You get malchus because of baltashchis.
You're destroying the clothing.
You're destroying the clothing. So, you're not allowed to destroy your clothing, even clothes can go away. Taste, that's a very simple question. So, what's your whole point? That you're not allowed to rip your clothes about tashkas, so you're not allowed to hurt yourself. So, forget this whole braisa. Just say outright. You're not allowed to rip your clothes about tashkas, therefore, that's how we know you're not allowed to mechayv yourself. And in fact, how could there be another mandoma says you are allowed to? I mean, what's going on here? So Tesis therefore says that, of course you're not allowed to harm yourself, stam level tonight. It was never even a question, called everybody. We're talking about harming yourself where you have a purpose. Like here, if you want to commit suicide for a reason because you have worries that you can't handle anymore, you want to save your family, you want to give them life insurance, you have a good reason. Or you're harming yourself for a good reason, whatever the reason is, then maybe I'm allowed to. Don't tell me about batash because it's for no reason. We'll see later, you're allowed to cut down fruit-bearing trees if there's a reason for it. So I would have thought that if there's a reason for it, I'm allowed to harm myself. Here, that's where we bring this braisa. Here you have a good reason to tear your clothes. Because you're mourning whatever it is somebody in your family. And this is how you can vent your frustration or your anger or your depression, whatever it is. And still you're not allowed to. Oh, so if so, you're not allowed to. That's the right here.
Okay.
And this woman here that we now mentioned, when she removed the wig, she shamed herself. There's a reason for it. She wanted the oil to put in her head. She's a poor woman. So that's time level tonight. That means, according to Taitz, you're not allowed to and you're not allowed to harm yourself, even if you have a good reason, nor you're allowed to shame yourself, even if you have a good reason. A little bit, yeah, but that too much means ripping every part of your clothing.
If you do a little bit, a lot of times
it's a mitzvah.
Beyond wear anyway.
Yeah, but we're talking about all your clothing or in a million places. Says the Gemara, what's it? No, the item, but the garden is shiny. Maybe clothes are different. The Pseid Lahadu, you just cause damage, you can never fix up. If you punch yourself, eventually over time, it will cure itself. Rabbi Yechanan, Kari Leman, Ibn Chabdus, Rabbi Yechanan, Meset, the Shabbos is to call his clothes. This is my honor, they used to give me honor. But Abchiza, Kadhavi Mazgi, Behiz Mehiga, Abchiza, when he used to walk through the thorns and the bushes, Madi Leman, he dafke lifted his pants and he would cut himself all over his leg, and it didn't bother him. What do you mean? He'd rather cut up his leg than his clothes? Yeah, because his leg tomorrow will cure. His clothes, once he ripped, they're ripped.
Adam chosal, whatever.
Yeah. This can cure, this cannot cure. So who is this Tan? Elahai Tanu the Tanu Omar Abla Zakopa Berebi Ma Tamaloim Vichiper Allah Majukat Lefesh. By a Nazi, when he became Tamid, it says that he has to bring a carbon because he has to be chaper in the Nefesh. Vichi is a Nefesh Chota. What did he say? So the Brachachom is saying the Pshat is because he's a Matami himself. Comes along Rabbi Lazar Kopa and he says, no, the great man, Elosh Tzir Atzman Ayayin. You have no right to deny yourself wine. The Abishah creates a luxury wine. Enjoy it. Alloyd van Kalo Khaim. Maze shloit is mamish like the Hasidim against the Nagan. Maze shloit is my yani ge goit the Rambam writes in the beginning in his days. Hamatar kol dober lach kam kam. Beautiful taste, the taste says I don't understand because the Gemara seems to say everywhere that the Gemara Nozir seems to say that even Abelazar HaKopper is talking about a guy who became Tummy, that's when he gets punished. Here in the Algemara seems that even a Toydik Nozir is sinning. That's the meaning of Sahara Asman Yain. So therefore we say, now be chayvi yourself. You're denying yourself wine. Sure, if you're inflicting wounds. But in other Gemaras, it seems that he's talking about a guy who was metame himself. So he breached his responsibility. His responsibility was that he should what? His responsibility was that he should, what do you call it? Not become tummy, he became tummy. But Stam, who's saying I'll breach yourself? So Taisa comes up, a very interesting Taisa. His word mainly is that there's a difference in another tummy and another toy. Another tummy did a terrible thing. He was a tummy himself. So therefore, he's a big sinner. Every Nazir Toyer committed a sin for becoming a Nazir, according to the Rebbe Lazar HaKopar, becoming a Nazir because he's denying himself wine. But he's doing a great mitzvah of being a Nazir. We're learning more in the Dorim, that in the more Nazir, and the Dorim Boso, that it's a big thing to become a Nazir because the Maaseh did Abshimim when he saw that young man with the big hair, looked beautiful and handsome, and all the girls running after him, and then he decided to cut it off so he shouldn't be tempted. So he said, oh, he kissed him on the forehead, wonderful, everyone should be a Nazir like you. In other words, becoming a Nazir is a great thing. So Taisis, that when a regular Nazir is doing a very big mitzvah and a very small aveda, and if ever in life you're faced with doing an activity which could be a small mitzvah, small aveda, and at the same time a big mitzvah, do it. That's what the Chacham say. And Abba Lezer Kofa says, don't do it. And that's the Machlekes. But a Nazir Tameh is doing only an aveda. What mitzvah did you do when you became Tameh? So this is an unbelievable philosophy here. That if you start measuring mitzvahs and avedas, a small aveda, a big mitzvah, do it. That's something else. That's in a negative way. This is in a positive way. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara writes, "Tanya Rav B'chana, Kamei Rav, Rav B'chana says before Rav, if a man, if Shimon says to Reuven, 'Shoyri harakta, you killed my ox, netiyosi katatsta, you cut off my plans, got it, pay me back, mazik.'" Automatically, the guy said, Reuven said, what are you talking about? You told me to check your animal. You told me to knock down your tree. Lahorga. Automatically, the guy said, Reuven's believed. Humbly, I understand. Then you never let no human being ever exist. Cold community believed. Every time I'm going to demand something of you, I'll say, you told me to do it. Amalei isamya. So then, Rabbi Bachana said to Rav. Rabbi Bachana, it was Rav's first cousin. So Rabbi Bachana said to Rav, they're both, you want me to erase this braisa? Amalei loy. To target masnita, this is how I'll interpret your braisa. B'shoir ha'omalei. You know when we believe Reuven? When this shoir was sentenced by the court to be killed. Anyway. And then Reuven went ahead and killed it. When Reuven says, you told me, we'll believe Reuven. Or Ilan ha'omalei tzitza. Or the tree that had to be cut down, for example, we'll soon see you're allowed to cut down trees. If you need, let's say, to build a house, when you're allowed to cut it down. Or the tree is causing damage to Shusarabim so that people are getting threatened. We had before in Baba Kama, you have to cut the trees down. The council tells you to prune the trees back or cut them down. So then you're allowed to. So the Gemara, or let's say an Avodah Zarah tree. Now, the Rishonim have a big machlekes here, but Lechayda, it's a Evazay. So one second. What's the idea? Before we get back, saying what Yehachim saw Micah Torn, what's going on here? What's the argument? So what does Shimon want? If the animal had to be killed anyway, what's Shimon's complaint? Since the mitzvah killed the animal, the bezin gave a sentence to kill it. There's a mitzvah that tell you to kill the animal, or this tree is threatening. The shazarabim is a mitzvah to remove the hezek, which is interesting. According to this, comes out as a mitzvah. Because there's a big question whether mazik and nizik is a mitzvah and aveda, or is just if I did it, I owe you money. There's no mitzvah or aveda, you know, we discussed about a while ago. Here the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah. You stole my mitzvah of pruning the tree back when I'm threatening other people. And the Tanya we learned, the shafach v'chisa, the one who poured out the blood, the one who spilled the blood, the one who shechted is the one who should cover it. Misha shafach yichasa. Umaisa bech, the story to somebody, shochad he shechted, v'kadon chavir kisa, came along with a friend and covered it. V'chai v'ad abgulia says, abgulia said, you got to pay him $10, you stole his mitzvah. So mitzvah, that's what they're arguing about. And we believe Reuven because there's a chazaka that since the animal had to get killed, why would Reuven have done unless he did it? For the l'chayda, every time, this whole case is talking about, they were, of course, Moses Shining, there were Edim that had happened, and then the question is, but if there were no Edim that happened, Shimon says, Reuven, you killed my animal, a regular animal. And Reuven says, you told me to. We'll always believe Reuven because he's a migui. Because I never killed your animal. And so on and so forth. talking about right now. This thing over here about the very interesting thing about this, a mitzvah is worth $10. So there's a machlek is it the mitzvah or is it the bracha of the mitzvah? Or is it the mitzvah and the bracha? So then by benching, if I say to you, you know what, Yehuda, lead the benching. Somebody else jumps in and leads it. Since I have four brachas, he owes you 40 gold coins. 40 gold coins, according to the Tesis. The machlek is in that way that you collect it today or not. And then another interesting machlek is, can you say, the Shulta Gemara is an unbelievable halacha. Based on this Gemara, we learn out, I can sell you the schus of my mitzvah before I do it. I'm about to learn for half an hour. I can say to you, this I'm going to learn for half an hour, but give me $100. It's yours. Or I'm going to put on tefillin. It's your mitzvah. Give me $100. Because you see here, mitzvahs have value. Others disagree with him. But anyway, it's not a tradable commodity. Then there's a beautiful shulka bird about you can sell yolam haba and all that. I mean, what about it? I'm Rav Dikla. Rav says, Dikla, a palm tree, the ton kaba, a palm tree that has a minimum of one kab. There are six kavin in a saw and four lugin to a kab. A sixth of a saw of fruits, that tree is considered a fruit-bearing tree. Also, let me say, you're not allowed to cut it down, because the Torah says you're not allowed to cut down a tree. Mesa, I'll ask a question. It says, come here, how much would be an olive tree? But you should cut a quarter of a kab. No, it's a lug. There's no absolute rules. Every tree depends what it is. Grapes, olives are worth much more money, so they're even a quarter of a kav is valuable, and therefore leave the tree going. This is a very powerful Gemara. I remember Grono used to be so scared of this. You know why my son Shivchas died? I once cut down a fig tree before while I was still bearing fruits, and that's when my son died. But if, let's say, it's worth more as a cut down tree than an upstanding tree. For example, you can use a tree for, the Gemara is talking about using the tree itself, beams for a roof. The Rush adds, I need the space for the tree. I want to extend my house, and my house is worth more than the tree, and therefore you'd like to cut the tree down. Big machlekes in Achreinim, big machlekes in Achreinim, whether your son will still die if you do that. In other words, even though the Gemara says mutter, this curse that Rav Chanina said that his son, Chmar al-Islam, passed away, he could cut down the tree, according to Paskim, even today, even if you need it for a house, you're not allowed to cut down because you're endangering your family. Even though the Shmar said you're allowed to, but you should know that you're endangering your kids. Yeah. So, which is very hard to understand. The Gemara says mutter, and yet you're going to kill your own son. So what kind of mutter is that? But that Paskim, sort of Vazna, others, that Paskim will hold you not allowed to. Today, I remember growing up, used to be very scared. Very, very, confused. Called all these lemon trees. Everyone had lemon trees. You got to cut it down. Anyway, Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learn, it says the post as follows. Rak eats the tree. We're talking about over here that you're at the border and you need to cut the tree down in order to build. Sorry?
I think it can.
If it's better for the tree. Even better the tree. But if it's for a house, you're allowed to.
It can grow.
So then why are you moving it? Because you want to extend your house. Even if you want to cut the tree down, you're allowed to move it to extend your house. Yeah, so we don't know how far that. We don't know.
So if you've got a fruit tree and you've got a property.
The part of the world, the mini, the Shnorch is clearly allowed to cut it down for your house. And the saying is that according to some.
When we had a lemon tree in our backyard, it was old and it was rotten. It's usually because you grow a lemon once a year or something.
That's different than you're allowed to.
So he told us. Tell the guy sell to a buy it from you for $1 and then he can do what he likes with it.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
He sold to a guy. Mm-hmm. Right, the time we learned, Rak Eitz Asher Teide, but this tree that you know, Kiloi Eitz Maichalu, that is not a fruit bearing tree, that you're allowed to cut down and you're allowed to build like a wall around the city that you're attacking. Okay? So you know what, you're using the tree for a better purpose. So first of all, it says like eight asher teide tree. You know, it's the Elon Michael, the tree that you do know. It's a very strange tree. You know, what's the pastor say? The tree that is not a fruit bearing tree, cut down. What do you mean? The fruit that you know that is not a fruit bearing tree. What do you mean that you know? So we're going to talk. Say the pastor about two different trees. Like eight asher teide, the tree that you know that is a fruit bearing tree. Elon Michael, and then the pastor says kilo eight Michael is not a fruit bearing tree. So Elon Sodok, that's a tree that is barren. Now, you're allowed to even cut down a fruit bearing tree to take its wood and use it to build a wall. So what do you mean? So what do you have to tell me about a non-fruit bearing tree? If you have a choice, always cut down first the non-fruit bearing tree before you cut down the fruit bearing tree. Even a fruit bearing tree, you're allowed to cut down even a fruit bearing tree. And so you're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree, even though it's better if you cut it down. What do you mean rak only? That sometimes you're allowed to cut it down, you're allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. If it's more valuable, cut. And that's what the Rosh adds, even the space. Shmuel Eisler, he said, Tamre, Shmuel, his oris, his sharecropper bought him dates. Ochili ate it. Tombu time the chamri. He tasted wine in the dates. Omele Mahai, what are these wine? Omele Bein Aguf Lekaim. It's between it's growing between the vines. Like a weed is growing between the vines, and therefore he's getting a taste. Now, vines are worth much more than dates. Omar Mechachir Mechamro Kulahai. Is this growing into the vine so much that I can feel the taste of the wine and the dates? Is lemacher ice in the mikray? Bring me the roots. Cut it all out. Because why? Because here grapes are more valuable, so you can cut the tree down when you have a more. No, but when you have a benefit, you're allowed. It's not called about tashkas anymore. It's not wanton destruction. Rav Chizda have it. Same thing. Rav Chizda chazet told the beguf, and he saw little palms between the vines. Amal Elisa said to his sharecropper, Akrinu gufne, remove it. I want you to remove it. Gufne, you know why? Because gufne, conadically, with the money from grapes, I can buy how many palm trees you want. Or particularly, you sell palms like kind of gufne, you can't buy vine. Vines are worth much more money. So cut down the palms to get the vines. I'll put it back in 2 months. Okay.